I think we're down to about like 5 listeners, and you know, maybe exactly. one of them's me. So
they're more deranged than we are. So
yeah,
they have more skeletons than we do. So we're fine. Yep.
In spacesuits.
Yep. Speaking of, let's see.
We'll have to get some cons talk because there's skeletons I've got to tell people.
Oh yeah, we'll do that. We can do that off mic. I love the con talk. Let's see. What are we on DCC? Let's see what episode we're on.
Was there a recent con? No.
It's starting to taste like St. Louis. This is episode 72.
Yeah, wow. Remind me to tell you about Baby Jesus sometime, Duck. So.
I don't think I heard that one. Okay.
Is St. Louis a free for all, or is that the one that's invite only?
It's invite only. Dallas is more open.
Yeah, we'll take anybody with green money. So
yeah, you've got to be nice to Mitch, and I think the aforementioned person of which we were speaking previously, I've gotten pinky swear from Mitch. He's permanently on the wait list. So. Even as people move around on the wait list.
I've heard that as well. So.
Yeah, which endeared me to Mitch, which, you know, he didn't have to. I was already endeared to Mitch, but yeah, yeah. Like, good show, man.
Mitch is more subtle than any of us would be. He's more clever with that kind of thing.
Yes.
We'd be like, never!
Fuck you!
Get that guy!
Yeah.
Mitch is like, well, I'll see what I can do, and let me check the list, and I'll get back to you.
Let me go ahead and write that down for you. I'm going to contact my manager.
Give me your email and I'll put you on the list.
That's right. You're going to get a call back in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Diplomatic.
Send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. Very good.
Yeah.
What were you saying, John?
Oh, with your question written out in 4 points.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's Roman.
Sorry, your question we really couldn't read it. Can you send us another one?
Yeah, it wasn't double spaced.
It wasn't typed in double spaced in Helvetica font. Alrighty. Well, welcome everyone to episode 72. How's everybody doing tonight? Gersh, how are you doing?
I'm hanging
better now. That's good. Carl, haven't seen you in a while. No, yeah. Feels like I just talked to you. John seems full of vim and vigor. That's good.
Yeah. Happy.
Pete, how are you doing?
Good.
Oh, sorry. And Derek, we haven't seen you in a while. You missed the last White Rock.
Yeah, sorry.
It was like parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah, it's the busy. Yeah, it's busy time of year.
No worries, dude. Norwood's still alive. Still behaving poorly.
As much as we tried to stick him out in front.
Yes.
We look like we're in the same place.
Are you? I don't know. Let's see where you are.
On a different level than
no. You guys have gone, you went all the way up to the third floor. Now you've come back to the first floor. Okay. So yeah, you are kind of in the same place, but you missed
because that room to the south is where the hand was, right? The knocking stuff down.
That's right. Yeah, that might be exactly where you left, actually.
Yeah, I guess that's what I said. Like, it seems like we're in the same place.
Yeah, it might be. I should. You guys are probably all in the main hall because you came down from upstairs. So I'll move you over. And Ty, how are you doing?
Enjoying you.
Doing great. Doing great. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out how to pay my daughter's sorority bill.
Sorority bill. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much is a sorority, if you don't mind my asking?
You can have one for the low, low price of $5,000. No, it's...
Holy... Is she living...
No. I made that number up. She's a new pledge, and okay. I just... They sent her a donut chart with the breakdown of all the fees, and it says right in the middle, $1,700. And if you add up the numbers around the donut, they don't equal 1700. So
and did you tell them that, hey, I'm a data storyteller and these numbers don't add up?
Exactly. And now my wife just walked in to talk to me about it, so I gotta step away for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Don't you love your daughter?
Put your mic on. Put your wife on. We'll have this discussion together.
The guys want to talk to you. No, they can't hear you. Yeah. Anyway, she's. I'll be right back.
All right.
I'm so glad one of my daughters wanted to do a sorority. So.
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you, my wife and I got married and I went to grad school and we, I think we lived on campus for a year and then we were looking around and my wife had gotten a job, at the school and one of her friends said, oh, hey, there's an opening and I could have been a sorority house parent, but my wife's like, nah, I'm like, yeah, probably not.
Probably not a good idea.
Probably not a good idea.
Well, and there might have been some legal ramifications of that. So, especially
No. Just hilarious ramifications.
Well,
anime rom com.
I was going to say all like mighty yeah. stories for your
yeah
anime.
I'm sure they would have just turned up their noses at me and looked away. It's fine.
Well, yeah, at that age, I remember when I was in college, this junior, senior, I can't remember which year, I was had a side job where I was a company rented little refrigerators to people who lived in dorms and sororities and all that sort of stuff on the various colleges throughout Southern California, and mm-hmm. I worked with them. So I had to take a refrigerator to USC to one of the sorority houses, and mm-hmm. you know, you're not supposed to go in the house and all that sort of stuff, but she's like, oh, you know, could you do, and she was really hot, and you're like, you know, could you really do me a favor, you carry it in for me? I'm like, oh yeah, sure, no problem, you know. And as I was going through, I had to try to maintain, you know, like direct eye contact with the ground, because it was like out of an Animal House kind of a 80s movie thing. Like all these, you know, college girls, again, my age, you know, all in various states of undress. Yeah. It was awesome. It was like heaven, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but. Yeah, nothing came out of that because, you know, I was just a refrigerator guy. So, but
I think something went into the spank bank. So
you should have said, I don't just deliver refrigerators.
Anytime you want.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. All right. Should we do what you're drinking? Because I'm drinking something interesting tonight, but maybe you guys aren't. Well, let's see. Ty's gone. Derek, what are you drinking?
Water.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Sorry. It's busy.
Okay. Still busy, huh? Pete?
It's going to be busy. Well, spring break's next week, so then... Woo!
All right. As it turns out, nothing tonight.
Okay.
John, are you having cranberry juice?
Wow. No, not today.
I'm drinking Samuel Smith nut brown ale right now.
Oh wow, ooh. Beer!
Yeah, and I had a gin and tonic and some whiskey earlier. So
wow, way to go, Carl. How about you?
I am drinking some 14-year Balvenie.
Whoa! Right. Ooh, classy as fuck. Yeah, Gersh, how about you?
I am doing gin tonight.
Just straight up? Straight ice?
Gin. Nope.
Wow. Okay. That's ballsy. Wow. And I decided to... I ran into my infusion store, and I'm doing vanilla almond infusion, and I'm like, I wanted something to mix it with, and I didn't really have anything, so I just put it on a bunch of ice. It's Everclear-based. So there's a lot of ice. But it's pretty good, actually. So we'll see if I die, because it's been there for like 3 years. So, but I probably won't die till tomorrow.
It doesn't go bad. So.
I don't think so. I mean,
just your liver goes bad.
Yeah, well, that I'm okay with. That's a risk I'm willing to take. Alrighty then. Should we recap?
Sure.
All right, let me get my book. So we started last session in the third floor. You guys had climbed up through the trapdoor in the second floor right before the previous session. You'd battled the Sturges in the previous session. Yeah. Yes. So you'd climbed up to the third floor. There was a hall, kind of the main hall. There were Sturges in there. You fought them and then we faded to black. And so then this session started up in that main hall, and there was a door to the south and a door to the west. maybe some other doors. But both of those, the south and the west door, Todd sent in the rats, and both times the rat didn't come back. And, you know, lost contact. And then, so there was a lot of suspicious stuff. You ended up going into the room to the south. I think you went, maybe there was a room to the east where there were ghouls. You fought the ghouls, killed the ghouls. It was a storeroom. I don't think there was any treasure in there. You decided to go in the room to the south. It had a monster with big hooks, aka a hook horror, wearing butler's clothes. Angus went in, he didn't seem violent at first, so Angus kind of walked around. There were some rooms off of that main room on the third floor. There was one with star maps and a ghost. The ghost looked like it was looking for something, closed that door. There were more ghouls. There was a, you later went in a room that had like spell components. Eventually you did something that pissed off the hook horror, so you started fighting the hook horror. Angus chopped off both of its hooks eventually, and it was helpless. Grimnorn looked at its bright, shining, anime large eyes and decided to kill it anyway. I should have subtracted XP for that. And then you decided to check out the ghost. Arilidar went in because the ghost looked like the ghost of an elf. Talked to the ghost. The ghost said it was looking for something, but got very confused if you asked it anything else. You decided not to take any star maps, closed the door, and the room to the west you never opened because it had the hook horror. Actually, you didn't kill it. Grimnorn wounded it mightily with that blow when it was defenseless, he got a critical hit, and it propelled the hook horror at a high rate of speed across the magic circle that was engraved in the middle of the room. It froze in the center of the magic circle. You felt an evil presence. It looked like it was like the hook horror was talking to someone, and then it continued across, and it used that momentum to flee into the room to the west. So you guys decided not to go in there because there was already something in there, and you went down to the main floor, and we faded to black. So there you go. You're down on the main floor. You know, other than those two rooms on the third floor, or maybe three rooms, you've pretty much explored the first, second, and third floors. You've definitely explored all of the first floor. The to the northwest corner were stairs up, which you've never really explored, and then to the northeast corner were stairs down, which you did not go down.
And we also,
you guys want to do?
Oh, yeah. We also have the map that shows. Don't we have a map in the journal that shows?
You do. The rat, like, by kind of spending some time listening to the rats, Todd was able to draw the map. So if we look at the map, let me look at that map so I know what you can see. Let's see. Journals. Delphi.
Can you give us three options of things that we can do that we can pick from?
Have you already listened to the.
Yeah, most of it.
Round table. Yeah, I can, if you want. I kind of have told you, yeah, there's the thing in the northwest, thing in the northeast, or there's the door that you came in by. How about that? How's that for three options?
Did any of them look like a library?
No. Yeah, there were some books in Marcos's office, but you've already searched there, and this is where you found the notes from Marcos's office. Done the library search part of this adventure, and it also is not Call of Cthulhu, so
yeah,
there's your map. So yeah, you're on the first floor, and then there's a basement.
Where's the map?
It's if you look on journals.
Oh, journals. Okay, gotcha.
And then there should be Delphi players, and then there's a Delphi mansion map.
Yeah.
Oh, fine mansion map.
Yeah, but does the map actually match what we see?
Well, as far as you can tell, like if you look on the first floor, it's pretty accurate. You know, based on what you've seen on the first, second, and third floors, it's fairly accurate.
Fairly accurate.
Yeah. Like the stairs on the north wall of the third floor aren't actually there. That's like a trap door, but you know, I mean, it's close-ish.
Ish.
Yeah, the rats describing it, correct?
Yeah, so there may be inaccuracies. You know? Yeah. Also, but, you know, the guy who drew these VTT maps was probably worse than the rat. Maybe he was listening to rats when he made this VTT module.
Round and round.
Yes. Well, I think we were headed towards the basement, weren't we?
Correct. That is what you said you were going to do. Because at least somewhere, maybe when talking to, like, on the second floor, there was an alchemist lab with some quote-unquote cultists in it. And I think you interrogated one of them, and he said, well, there is the temple on the in the basement. So,
and then remember, he got eaten by a door.
I think, yeah, you
don't we have a what are we supposed to be finding here for those
bad somebody's kidnapping people
disappearances. Yeah.
Okay,
kidnappers.
Whatever we're supposed to find is down in the basement
where they put the lotion on the skin.
Maybe.
I think Nordwood was going to take lead.
All right.
So, are you just going to head down to the basement? Because you don't need to walk over there. I'll just put you in the basement.
Yeah, put us in the. Unless anyone objects. Does anyone object?
Well, we essentially searched everything on this floor, right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah, except for the couple rooms up at the top, but those sounded dangerous.
More dangerous than the basement, huh?
I was going to say, let's just go to the basement. That can't be worse than that.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to do something. You don't know basement. What you're going to get out of the, let's see, Norwood.com.
Did we, and
wait, is that a pantry?
Yes.
It was three times ago. Did we find out what was in that stinky room? It was a weird stinky candle.
It was a candle.
Yeah, it's a stinky candle. Do we have the stinky candle?
I think
we left the candle, but you took shit.
Yeah, okay. That's
there's other shit in that room that we took.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I thought you wanted to take the stinky candle, though.
Oh, maybe it did. I don't know.
If you want the stinky candle, put it in your gear.
No, I don't.
Okay. I thought you had talked about taking the stinky candle. But
I thought about it, but...
I think he did.
Did
yeah.
I?
Yeah, you better add it to your inventory. If you don't, I'm going to add it.
Let me look.
We're going to start adding shit to people's inventory.
Nice.
I don't remember writing it down, but that was before I...
Yeah, I think you were there, Derek, I think.
Yeah. Like... I know I was there. I was there. I did not write it down, but I'll put Stinky Candle in there.
Okay, sounds good. I will also tell you...
You just never know when you're going to need a Stinky Candle, so...
Yeah, you weren't here, Derek, but in the third floor, there was a storeroom with a whole bunch of magical spell components, so if there's anything Norwood wants as a magical spell component, you can just, you know, tell me and write it down.
Okay, I got that. I have... The only thing that needs components is runes, and I've never used those, but I have bought them, and I carry them around everywhere.
Yep. Okay. All right, can you guys see the basement?
Yep.
All right, you've come down those stairs in the northeast, and you're in. Let me see if there's italicized text here.
Is this the quickest way back to White Rock?
Yes.
Through the basement, that's correct.
But you're going to have to go through the sorority initiation ritual first.
Ooh, all right.
It's only going to cost 5,000 gold.
Right. My dreams just came true.
Take this donut.
The faint aroma of grapes fills the air in this cellar. Four large wine casks stand against the west wall, although that's not what the map says. So say two large wine casks stand against the west wall, a fine layer of dust covering each of them. The wine racks to the south are empty.
And there's no other rooms in here? So.
Nope. You don't see any doors.
Mm. Let's search around.
Well, there's a ladder, but that doesn't match. This doesn't match the map. So.
Yeah, the ladder is, who knows? I don't know what the ladder is. There's no ladder there.
So we got to search for secret doors then. So.
Yeah,
you can search around.
Because it sure as shit looks like from
give me a trained intelligence roll.
Okay. All right. Let me get to my character. Damn it. there's too many windows here. Trained intelligence, you say, Duck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody finds anything.
Jesus Christ. All right. Let's see. Let's look at this map again.
How about look at all your journal entries?
All our journal entries.
Too many.
There's only four. Jesus.
No, we got a lot of journal entries.
No.
Well, in the Delphi Mansion.
Oh, the Delphi.
Delphi players.
Yeah.
Well, Found Scroll 1 has an X on it, so.
Yeah. Does that Found Scroll 1 look familiar? If you were to maybe flip it around 180 degrees?
Yeah, it does. I might. Let's go. Over here, Doc.
You're going to go over there?
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. This barrel feels a lot emptier. If you roll it out of the way, you find a secret door.
Thanks, Doc.
I don't know why the fuck I put up with you guys. So many railroad. Clues. So many clues
whale,
wasted.
Railroad. I've been railroaded. Railroad.
You're getting railroaded.
I've been railroaded.
You can't weed the clues.
I want XP for finding that.
No. Minus one XP for Hansy.
for asking.
Right. I'm starting minus XPs now.
All right.
Oh,
nice. Speaking of this, is Hansy still
Yeah, I think I'm still blind.
Yeah, ocularly impaired.
Yes, he is. Yep.
Okay. All right.
All right, yeah, so you find a secret door. You haven't opened it yet, but...
I will go ahead and check it for traps.
All right. you don't find any traps.
All righty. I will listen.
You hear... let's see how much you hear. You hear something. Oh, you hear what sounds like chanting.
Oh. All right, guys. Sounds like a bunch of people chanting on the other side.
Chanting?
Let's get our dwarf assault team ready.
All right. Dancing and chanting and sacrificial.
Called Dat. Dat.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's get the Dat team ready.
That's good. You call them the Dat team. That's a very American thing to do.
It is.
The Dwarf Assault Team.
That's right. Hey, before we go in, I need to clarify something.
I got to take a piss.
Yeah. So I think I rolled a 9 on my disapproval, and I'm trying to remember exactly what that is because I want to cast something if I can.
Is your disapproval at 9?
No. I rolled a 9. Oh. I rolled a 9 on the table, I think. I'm trying to remember what that was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to see the effect of your blindness?
Yeah, I want to make sure.
Yeah, it was a 9. It's a, you lose all your clerical abilities if you do anything with your eyes open.
Okay.
Until moonset of the second day, the cleric gains an ever-present luminescent moonshadow. I don't even know what the fuck that means. During this time, the cleric must not use his eyes. -8 to attack rolls, move in random direction at half speed, but you've got Elijah telling you where to go. Failure results in 2d4 damage and loss of all clerical abilities until moonshadow disappears.
Okay, so, all right, great. So I think...
So you you can do one thing. Like, you can open your eyes and do one thing, but then all hell's going to break loose.
Well,
otherwise, you probably have a bandana around your eyes or something.
Yeah, that's the way I'm assuming I've had something covering my eyes the whole time. So, yeah. What I want to do is I want to cast Protection from Evil.
Yeah, I think that's a spell. Like I won't even give you a negative on that. You can do that one.
Okay. Here we go.
I don't think that. I mean, you can. You know, you're going to try and like you can touch people, and Elijah can help you point in the right direction. It's only in combat you're going to get minuses because you know you're not going to know where shit is.
When I think about you, I touch myself.
When I think about you, there's our song.
Yeah, I'm trying to, and what I was looking is it a party effect or is it an individual? It's a self or more.
It depends on what you roll.
Yeah,
self or more.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
how good your roll is.
Yeah, that's right. You'd think I would know that by now. Mm-hmm.
That's not bad with your 15. Okay.
I'll put a table for it though.
It's just you, I think. Plus one bonus to saving throws, evil creatures, and they get a minus. Anything evil gets a minus one to attack you. So, okay. Could have been better, but wasn't a failure.
Okay. Who's all right? I want to cast the same thing on our dwarven friends here.
Okay. Yeah, move. You know, Elijah leads you over and go ahead, try it again. You're going to have to roll better than a 10, though. Okay. Oh, damn! A 20, listeners. He rolled a 20.
Whoop.
Nicely done,
let's
Carl.
Let's see. Yeah.
Everyone's...
That's evil effects... Evil creatures and anything else unholy to the cleric's face. Find it painful to come near the cleric. Any such creature that advances within 40 feet of the cleric takes 1d4 plus caster level damage each round on the cleric's activation. Damn! This is automatic as a consequence of being near the cleric. And you're level 6 or 7?
I am 6.
Okay. Additionally, the cleric and all allies within a 40-foot radius receive a +4 bonus to saving throws against evil creatures. Enemy attack rolls suffer a -4 penalty, and damage suffered from evil sources is reduced 4 points per die. So you don't get a bonus to attack, but nice.
All right.
Take an XP for that. So you're, right. But you're at 0 because I took one away. So
okay, right. That's fine. I'm good. I'm happy with the 20. Let's hit it.
Yeah, nice job. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's kick some evil ass.
All right, you guys can open the door.
Let's open the door.
Or maybe you
can.
Open
the door.
I'll open it.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't see anything there. Just
you're in the wrong spot. Grimnorn can probably see some stuff. I'm going to read to you.
Friendly clerics.
Yeah.
Well, their names are probably like nice cleric.
Simple cleric. What's up, fellas?
Generous cleric.
What's happening?
What's happening?
A silent noble cleric, creepy noble cleric, colorful noble cleric, and a clever noble cleric. All right.
They're noble.
Yeah, they're noble. They wouldn't hurt you. They've got noble intentions. Let's see. This is... all right. Four wooden pews face a stone statue in the middle of this torchlit chamber. The statue has a roughly bipedal shape and is carved to look like it's coming undone like a frayed rope. Its form is covered with mouths and outstretched tongues. Standing before the statue are four purple-cloaked figures, their faces hidden by cowls. They're writing on pieces of paper and muttering to each other, kind of chanting, oblivious to your presence. All right, what you gonna do? They haven't reacted, so.
Well, let's enter the room, please.
They're about to when I step in there, baby.
I was gonna say, I have a feeling that being nice to them is not going to be the approach.
No. No, but we can walk into the door and see what happens, right?
Mm-hmm. You sure can.
All right, I'm gonna walk in the door. Da da da. And they're still facing the other way.
Yeah, they they kind of turn to you and, you know, kind of look at you, but you're not making, are you making any threatening moves?
No, not yet.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't. They just keep chanting and writing.
And can I? What's the altar look like? Does it look like any deity that we recognize, Duck?
It looks like the toad Bugly Boos. A little bit. Not a good god.
Yeah, we've had run-ins with the toad people. Aren't those those demon toads we keep fighting?
You've run into demon toads a couple times in this house, yes. And I think if you look in your journal, if you look at the notes, it's all in your notes. Delph notes from Markov's office. He mentions meeting a toad god multiple times.
Mm-hmm. At the end, he says he knows what he must do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's about to meet his toad god permanently.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that maybe we should put these fuckers down. So,
all right. Well, should we position ourselves behind each and then have Adam?
Yeah.
Like they've noticed you. They kind of move. They're moving. Like they're kind of like giving you space. Kind of. Talking with each other.
What's this thing?
That's the statue. It's a cross that pretends it's a toad god with weird features.
I'm going to hide behind this pillar.
Come on.
Give me a trained intelligence roll, Norwood.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You sense that the magical disruptions that have been occurring in this place have like an epicenter in this statue.
Oh, okay.
Hackety hack hack to the statue. Or should we take out these fuckers first?
Well, it'd be nice if our wizard could cast a spell.
Yeah. And not make us fucking big. Please.
All right.
just
push the statue over. See what happens.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Well, I don't know if you want to be wandering in there all robed and shit.
No. I'm gonna wait till you guys are engaged, and then I'll go over there.
Okay. All right. I'm hiding behind this pillar over here.
Grimdorn, what are you doing?
I smell like gold.
When they're talking, do we understand them? Is it our language?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. It's common. They're kind of whispering. You can't really tell what they're saying, but they're kind of
okay.
They're kind of like it's like you know they're all kind of huddled together and they're kind of like writing things, and then they'll kind of look over their shoulder and look at you. And
is it apprehensive that about us, or is it?
Yeah, a little. I mean, like, well, you guys are not exactly unthreatening, so yeah, I would say there's some apprehension there.
All right, I'm getting closer.
People come and go to this house all the time. It's a party house. So.
Yeah. one of the well, maybe let's use the creepy one, not the silent one. as you walk over Angus, one of the robed figures says, Master Dwarf, what can we do for you?
What's going on here? There's some strange happenings here, and we're befuddled. We don't know quite what to think. How can you help us?
We are just noble clerics. hold on for a second. We noticed that there were these eldritch surges in this region, and we've come to study them. They seem to be centered in this room. So we've been doing some experiments on the nature of the magic and the surges that are happening. So that's what you see here.
And what do you think of these eldritch surges?
It appears that this statue is the epicenter. But yes, it obviously will need. John, go back to your days in academia. It's going to take months of study before we can even try and publish our findings.
I understand that you need to do a lot of research on this, and it's important research. But what are your preliminary findings? Is this
Well, magic seems to be unstable. That's our preliminary finding, and that's our hypothesis, which we're testing. Occasionally, like Carl over here will cast magic, and you know, crazy shit happens. So we're just recording that. You know, we've got detailed journal entries. You know, for the you know, Journal of Physical Magic. That's what we're aiming for. I mean, that's a prestigious journal, but you know, we think we can get in.
Yeah. Okay. And what school of thought do you follow on this? So, I'm trying to figure out what gods they.
Give me a personality. Give me a personality roll. I see what you're doing. Yeah. Right, I'm here for it. I think you're actually decent at. He's like, well, yeah, that's kind of a private thing. Yeah, I'd rather not say if you don't, you know, so if it's all the same to you.
All right. What I noticed there's not a lot of movement from our fellow party.
Yeah.
there was from me. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
I like Todd sneaking around. Yeah.
I mean, I'm waiting. I told you I was going to do them. You start hitting them, so they're not.
Let me get within
40 feet.
Elijah got me through the hole there.
Yeah, you can move yourself through the hole with all Elijah right. Guiding you.
Do we have the right to interfere with their religious expression? I wouldn't want to perform a hate crime.
So I got a question. As I get closer, are any of them starting to feel any effects of my protection from evil?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
Another noble.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
That is interesting. So that makes me want to not instantly go to hack and slash. So
yeah, maybe
that doesn't mean that won't happen. But
no, I understand. You always reserve the right to hack and slash.
Yeah, I mean, there is the inner murder hobo that lurks in all of us.
I know it does. It really does. And I'm just seeing what happens. You know, I'm just a dungeon master asking questions.
Yeah. You're just a molder of clay.
That's right.
What do they think they found about this god monument thing, altar?
They would repeat what they said to Angus. Like, you know, it's what they're like. What I'm trying to kind of get across is they're very academic. Like, it's like, you know, well, you like they're.
Okay.
They're stuck in their own heads, and they really haven't made any progress. They've just learned the thing that Norwood learned by just walking in the room. Like, this statue seems to be the epicenter, and like, oh, like, you know, if you press them, give me a personality roll. That's what you're supposed to be good at, Hansy.
Yeah. All right. Coming.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they say that, you know, we think it's the statue. Somehow it's been infused with some sort of, you know, it's drawing the energy of the planes. We think it's the god Bugleboos, and you know, our god Amontur, the god of riddles and mysteries, bids us to investigate these things. That's why we're.
And I probably would know it, but is that
Amontur is a neutral god? Is a neutral.
Okay. So since the toad god is in, like, we know the toad god is an evil god, right?
Correct. In DCC it's chaos, right? There's only chaotic. And
so I'm like, all right, guys, take down that altar.
Well, now I don't want to because the cleric said to.
so Carl's telling us to take down the altar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, give me an attack roll.
Okay, fuck it, I'm.
And I don't know how these academics are going to react to this. Let's see.
Yeah.
So it's just a die. Are you going to, Carl? Neutral. Are you going to?
They're neutral. Well, they
yeah,
care.
But you're interrupting their research, dude.
Yeah, but
now
like
this you is pissed a, off it's the a, academics.
It's an opposite. It's an opposite alignment. God, it must be taken down.
For them, opposite. It's adjacent.
Yeah.
For me, I'd like it if it wouldn't.
They when Hansy says you know, take down that statue. And Angus goes up and what are you doing? Oh, like, you're going to ruin everything. And, but they, they just kind of, well, yeah, okay, go ahead. And they walk away.
All right. So
it definitely starts to crumble. We don't have to play this out because it can't fight back. You hit it three or four more times, and the statue crumbles. And there was kind of this for Norwood and Arilidar and Hansi. There was this feeling, this like soupy magical feeling all around, and it seems to lift. Like you feel a little bit lighter. Magical sparkles now float around your fingertips, and
Mr. Sparkle.
Yes, Mr. Sparkle.
I cast Magic Shield.
Ah, you failed.
Nope. Damn it!
All right. Yeah. Let's ask.
You lose, and it's lost. But I will point out there is no weird magical effects that happen when he tries to cast.
So
it's an experiment. Take an XP, Rilladar. Nice job.
Nice.
Okay.
Let's ask them, what do they know about what's behind these doors?
So what are these fuckers doing now, these noble clerics?
When you ask them what's behind these doors, they start to run.
They start to run? Damn.
Okay.
All right, you're going to try and stop them? Okay, yeah. Let's fight.
We've been doing so well!
Oh, Arilidar and Grimnar are getting 20 on the initiative rolls.
Nice.
All right. Arilidar, you're up. I guess I should move these guys so they're not... Oops. I didn't mean to move everybody.
Okay. They run. All right. So Arilidar steps up.
They look really guilty and run, by the way.
Yeah. And I cast Flaming Hands. Bam.
Flaming Hands. Critical. Roll the 20. 10 feet. Caster creates a single blast of fire 10 feet wide and 30 feet long that does damage equal to 3d6 plus caster level to all those caught in the blast. Okay, so you rolled a 12.
12 your... plus 5.
Okay, 17. Wow. And I'm going to say probably the two guys right in front of you.
Yeah.
10 feet wide. Yeah, you can't get the other guys.
Yeah, no, I can't get the other guys.
Yeah, so 17 damage to each one of these guys. Damn. Nice job. Take an XP.
All right.
Everything's coming up, Arilidar.
Woohoo.
All right. that 17 worth of damage doesn't kill them, but they are looking very, very
crispy.
Hangdog. Yeah, crispy. And they're like, please, they no! Have we didn't. We. It's not our fault. Please, mercy. All right. Grimnorn, you're up.
What's my 15 feet. Okay. I run, I jump over pews, and I
nice.
Keep going. Come on, okay. Buttons. Come on, buttons.
Do you need come me on, to move Angus? There you go.
There you go. That's 15 feet.
Yep.
And what else can I do?
Throw a
tablet. Sure. I'll throw it at the guy due south.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to. What kind of material is the wood? Is the door to the south?
What do you want it to be?
I want it to be wood.
Okay.
Sure. I want to throw my javelin. I want it to pierce him, and embed
and
in
stick him to the
door behind him. Yeah.
Gotcha. Exactly. Okay.
Exactly.
If you make your deed roll, I'll allow it.
Of course. It's the rule.
You there you go.
Allow it.
Yeah.
You don't allow it. It happens.
No, I allow it. that will hit him, and I will say he is pinned to the door.
Right through his shoulder. His shoulder, and he's like pulling out. He can't get it through. It hurts. It hurts when I pull it more. I laugh. Wait till next turn.
I like it.
You noble, creepy cleric.
Well, you guys are apparently not giving them the chance to surrender. So this guy, let's see.
I can always ask.
Hey, Hansi, can we grab somebody and interrogate them?
They did ask.
When did they ask?
As we started combat, they were saying, please. They said, it's not our fault. Please spare us. And the Iriladar then, flamed them up.
We had to, over the flames.
That's, we had to show them.
That was really more of an intimidation than
sadistic elves.
Show them we're real.
Yeah. I never heard that. That's a great excuse. All right. what are we looking at here? What does this do? That doesn't really do any good. What do we got here? Oh, let's try this. Why not? All right. He's going to cast a spell. Let's see how he does. Ooh, that's a good roll.
But he gets penalties.
22. That's right. He's not evil, dude.
Remember? Damn, that's right.
find out how long that lasts, by the way. Why didn't it give me the whole description? Anyway, 22. The cleric can transform up to 10 small objects into poisonous spiders. Okay, time for some poisonous spiders, bitches. All right, let's see if I got a spider in here.
Spider mother?
I don't have just a spider? That's shocking. You're letting me down, DCC. All right. Well, how we want to do this? What's like a spider? A pony? Is a pony like a spider?
That was a raven.
How about what could we do instead of a spider? Something small. Insect swarm. I like insect swarm. Let's do insect swarm. Insect swarm. Ba-ba-ba.
So it does say generally encompasses creatures of opposed alignment, those unholy to cleric's deity, and those with clear harmful intent.
Yeah, I mean, but these guys really, like, they're just defending themselves. I'm going to go ahead and say that's not harmful intent. Like, self-defense is self-defense.
Until
somebody's
harmed.
Well, nobody's been harmed yet.
They were really trying to surrender, they just fall on the ground.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Stop resisting.
Stop resisting. Yeah, you guys are like the fucking cops. I love it. Why?
Don't make me keep beating you.
That's right. Why can't I change their combat status? Why is it giving me... There it goes. Huh. Because it's multiple selected? Weird. I don't know. Ugh. Stop! God damn it. Fucking Foundry, what are you doing? Maybe because of the door? What the hell is going on there? Something weird is... it keeps opening the token properties, and I just want to add them to the combat tracker.
Quickly falling out of immersion.
Yeah, good for you.
No wonder there's a shortage of players.
fuck. Why does it keep doing that? God damn it. It's weird. In some places it does it. All right. Well, that's whatever. That's enough. All right. Let me roll there. Okay. Where are we? Okay, that was that. Norwood, you're up. Magic's back on the menu.
Wait, so these things are out. They came from the gods, right?
They may try and sell you.
What the fuck?
What the hell? What was that?
I don't know.
The insect swarm was a spell cast by the cleric.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, they escalated it. I was going to try to at least keep one alive, but no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I mean, they definitely deserve it, man.
Yeah. All right. Let's look. I'm not gonna. I'm afraid there's stuff behind these doors. There's definitely stuff behind these doors. So I'm just going to. I'm gonna smack this guy here with a Fang Branch because he's right there and close.
Okay. Wow. All right. Give it to me.
Oh, motherfucker!
Oh, a fumble!
Jesus Christ!
Your incompetent blow makes you the laughing stock of the party, but otherwise,
yeah, it's already.
All right. Good for you. Let's see. The creepy noble cleric. What is he going to cast? Cleric spells. He'll cast Snake Charm. I don't know. Is that going to succeed? 13? Yeah. I don't know why it doesn't put their... Oh, it must be the importer.
Oh, that must be nice web.
What web? Do you see a web?
No, just... Carl posted up again.
Oh, I see. Snake Charm is a level 2 cleric spell. Don't you have that one, Carl?
Snake Charm. Yeah, I do.
Yes, it is. Oh, it's a failure. Okay, 13 is a failure. So he fails. All right, good for you guys. And the nice insect swarm will. Move up here and do the swarming bite, which is no chance of hit, but it's going to go after Hansi and Angus. Hey. It's going to, I guess, what was the wording on your thing? Is it anyone?
If it's harmful intent, then.
Yeah, I would say attacking you gives you a harmful intent.
But
enemy attack rolls.
And that's the thing is that, like, I mean, I get it. They're self-defense, but if it's anybody within
40 feet. Yeah. Well, it's not going to affect... I don't think it affects their spell rolls, does it?
Well, but if they attack any of the party within 40 feet of me, then they're gonna take damage, I think.
They're just casting spells. They're not rolling attack rolls.
Oh, okay.
If I read... Your I'm spell. Sorry, I would give them a minus 4 to an... I'm giving the insect... Like, there's no way they're going to hit. So, that is a miss. All right. We're probably going to have to kill off these insect swarms pretty fast. In fact, maybe I'm just going to get rid of some. They're kind of boring. Let's get rid of this. All right.
Fly out the window.
Yeah.
The Where nice insect are my swarm. Rats?
Oh, yeah, I forgot your rats. Okay. Do you want them?
Well, we could say when the statue broke that the spell broke on them and they're like, oh, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that works. It wouldn't be too hard to bring him in. All right, this guy, what has he got? This guy is going, let me roll something here. Yeah, he's going to fall to the ground and beg for mercy. In front of Norwood. Please! Please! Alright, this insect swarm will fly over here. And I think it gets to attack all three of you with this one roll. bite all targets within a 20-foot by 20-foot square. Come on. Roll. Why won't you roll? Huh. Weird. Why isn't it rolling? I wonder if I need to... I'm going to reload Foundry here. Hold on a sec. Let me hit refresh. It's behaving a little weirdly for me. Of course, this probably won't fix anything. Ba-ba-ba-ba. All right. Let's see if I can do it now. Huh. It's not rolling. All right, I'll just roll a d20. Is a 14 going to hit anyone? Hansy, Angus, or Gernorn? I know it's not going to hit.
Not with a modifier.
I got a 21 AC.
Okay. All right, so that's a miss. All right, this guy is begging for his life. Hansy, you're up.
All right, hold up. I want to hear what they have to say. But they better be favorable to my god. Or we'll bring down vengeance.
Like it.
Who are you talking to?
Your
other party member?
The guy who said that they want to, they want mercy.
Okay. Okay, you say that. All right, Todd, what are you going to do?
I will approach and stab, stab.
Okay. That's the guy who's pinned to the door by Grimnorn's javelin.
Oh, do it. All the better.
Do give it. Me a backstab roll.
We're not going to let give mercy to these guys, huh?
All of them.
I don't hear. Yeah, how many do you got to save here? I don't know. I'm confused.
Oh wow!
Okay, Lord.
Strike through heart. Give me roll that 3d6. Okay, tell me how you kill him.
I will. He's pinned against the door, and he's got nowhere to go, and I slowly approach, and I just kind of hear Hansy saying something, fine, we'll give you mercy, and I reach out and stab him straight through the heart.
Take an XP. I love it. Yeah. All right.
Wow. It really right. Speaks to Duck.
Oh, wow.
Angus, you're up.
So is anyone close? They're not even close to the door, are they?
No, they're not anywhere close to getting out. Well, and you guys kind of can
stop. Kind of getting cornered and stuck in a corner here.
So I'm going to grab, reach out and grab one of them, and I'm basically going to hold him down and make sure that he's not going to scurry off and say, "What more can you tell us that you haven't told us?"
Which one you're going to grab? This guy is on his knees in front of Norwood begging for mercy. This guy cast a spell during his turn, so he's kind of standing there. Those are the two guys you kind of see.
I'm going to grab the one that cast the spell and hold him. He's not the one asking for mercy, though, was he?
No, he's not right now.
I'm going to grab the one asking for mercy. So how about that?
Okay. All right. Yeah, he doesn't resist. And you're going, Give me a strength roll.
Oof.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. It's not great.
It's pretty shitty.
Oh.
Oh, wow. But he fumbled. So he's like, I'll tell you everything. Yeah. We didn't do it. We didn't do it, but we saw it being done with the people, those poor kids. In the next room.
Which one?
The room to the west. Yeah.
There we go.
Remember your quest, right? Young people were being kidnapped.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what's down here?
He's like, oh, that's the where Marcos goes. There's something he won't let us. He kind of stammers and stumbles over his words. I don't want to talk about what's down there.
All right. Marcos not manage the hand of fate.
Mm-hmm. He's like, please, please, we didn't have anything to do with it. We probably should have stopped it, but we didn't have anything to do with it. Don't kill us.
Didn't.
All right, take us to the kids.
All right, so he's going to get up and lead you over to the door. Angus is going to kind of be...
Yeah, I've got a hold of
him. Hog collar on him.
Yep.
And he kind of looks, and he shudders a little bit, and he opens the door. And as he opens the door, this room is a... let's see, I don't think they have a description of it. It looks like it's a family crypt. But as you kind of walk in and look around, you see, four or five headless bodies lying on the floor, in clothing matching, you know, the common folk of Silmar.
They're all headless. They're
all headless. There's one or two, bodies that you can't tell if they're alive or dead, but they're not headless. They're lying in the corner, not moving very much.
All right. This is not looking good. I'm going to throw the cleric over the side and go into the room. And how far? Yep. And I'm going to... Let's say
they're all up on the north side.
All right, I'm going to go and check on them, and this is going to probably end up being poorly. But
well, the headless ones are dead. Okay. Well, but give me a trained intelligence roll.
Okay. I mean, obviously, I don't care about the headless ones. So,
are you not looking at them at all? You're just
well, no. I mean, I'm looking on the side of my eyes, but I'm not gonna. Okay. I'm not
okay. Yeah, the two bodies that are not headless, they're kind of trussed up, and you can tell that they're still alive, although not in the greatest shape.
Okay.
They're unconscious. You know, they got wounds all over them.
All right, so we could bring somebody back and get something out of this here, probably. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to try to get these kids that are not dead out of here, okay?
You can carry him.
Okay.
Well, you can carry one of them at least.
I'll carry one of them.
And they're teenagers.
I'll carry one and I can get the other one.
Okay. Sure.
All right. And I should send Hansi to heal. Hansi can heal it now, can't he?
He can heal.
I guess I'm still blindfolded, but yeah.
We've let you lay on hands without a penalty. Yeah, you want to give me a couple of lay on hands rolls, Hansi?
Yep. Coming your way.
Ooh. Let's say that works for both of them. They they don't come to, but like a lot of their bruising and wounds seem to kind of are healed by the grace of Shul, and their breath kind of evens out, and you can tell that they're kind of sleeping peacefully now.
Okay. And we're going to untrust them, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Was there anything else in that room that I should see? Notice? I guess I should have the thief look too. That would not.
You can do that.
Could we have the thief crypt look?
I want to come in here. I want to check the crypt.
Yeah, looking for snakes in all the wrong places.
Okay, I won't even make your roll. If you search, let's say Norwood searches through the actual crypts, there is a collection of jewelry worth 400 gold pieces on one of the corpses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is a ring on one of the other corpses that looks pretty valuable. Let's say it's a, let's see, what do we got here?
How much was the first gold pieces here?
What did I say? 400?
400.
Yeah.
I'm adding to our party loot, guys.
It might be worth holding back that jewelry we find in these bodies and turn it to the families and get some better graces with the local
folks.
Your sound is really bad. I can't hear anything you said, so I'm just going to write down what we wrote.
You're breaking up.
There's a ring with a, like, it's a grayish metallic color, and it has some engravings, like, they look like kind of a desert scene engraved around the band. Looks like it could be valuable or even magical.
I'm going to loot that dead cleric.
The dead cleric. Let's see what he's got. He's got a very nice looking flail and a nice looking longbow.
No.
And some, he's wearing chainmail that looks, you know, normal.
But still worth something.
Yeah. Oh, and he's got 10 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to spend some time with...
Are you looting him in front of the other clerics?
Oh, yeah, and I'm looking at them the whole way.
They're all kind of holding each other and sobbing in the corner.
Yeah, well,
luckily, I can't see any of this. I'm going to ask Elijah to help me sanctify this room.
Okay. How long will that take? Like an hour?
Yeah.
Dear Lord. All right.
One of the
we got stuff to do. There's a door here. There's a door here.
Well, we got a map that shows there's a hell of a lot more down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not a door here.
Hey, Carl.
No.
Can I suggest that we wait to sanctify this place?
Well, you don't need me for some of this stuff. I mean, I done shot my wad.
All right. Well, we have not come across the master of the house. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Which we might need Carl for. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I'll take a break from sanctifying if y'all run into any problems.
How long does that wonderful spell that you've cast that's doing so
it's
work?
Six turns.
So how long is
an
that?
Hour.
An hour. So let's.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Keep moving.
Carl, stay with us. Stay with us and we'll sanctify this fucker later.
All right, I'm going to tie these other guys that are still alive up.
Did they have an explanation for? Because they said, oh, we didn't do it.
We didn't do it. We didn't stop them. We should have. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
How are you going to get information out of them? Like, they're completely scared shitless.
I'm tying them up to one of the pillars here.
I'm going to ask them nicely as I'm playing with my fingertips in front of them where the flame shot out.
Oh, all right, I'll buy that. They say, it's all Marcos. He used to be a good wizard, but he's turned evil and he's gone crazy. He's trying to do something profane. You need to stop him. I realize that we're saying that when we should have stopped him and we didn't do anything, but you need to stop him.
Wonderful. Yeah. All right.
Where is Marcos?
He's down he's down below.
All right. All righty. So I'll tie these guys up and gag
them. Who's going to remove the dead cleric from the door before you open it?
Oh, we're
gonna leave him. We're gonna leave him on the door. Fine. Oh, yeah. Grimnar.
Well, I'm sure he wants to jab him back.
Yeah. I'll take that. Thunk.
And he slumps.
Yeah.
Right. Well, don't put him there.
Well, why not?
Hey, you recognize this guy?
All right. So all the clerics are tied and gagged because they're magic users. So I don't want to.
Okay. Good call.
And I will check for traps. And listen.
You do not find any. Let me just make sure. Yeah, you don't hear anything. No traps.
All right. Then we shall.
Going on down.
Yep.
Walk on down the hall.
So go ahead. Open the door. Stand right there.
This is the vestry. This dusty chamber has four chests in it, which if you search them would contain robes like the clerics are wearing.
Oh, it's the join the cult room.
Yep.
Come on, peoples.
All right. I'll check for traps again.
Bring Hansy with us. Come on. We need that love.
No traps, no sounds.
Alrighty.
Hansy's got to stay within 40 feet of us.
Yeah, yes. Where's Hansy? Come on, blind guy. There we go.
Yeah.
Where's the elf?
Come on,
get
elf.
Up here, elf.
All right.
He's admiring his hands.
It's the halfling, yeah. The elf. All right. All right. Going south?
Yep.
Yeah.
Open the door.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Somebody going to open the door?
Yeah,
open the fucking door.
There you go. Iron brackets bolted to the walls hold four sputtering torches that cast this otherwise empty room in dim light. On the far side of the room, a spiral staircase descends into darkness. From below, you hear a human voice chanting in a blasphemous tongue.
Nobody here. Let's go. Let's leave.
Yeah, we're done. Done, boys. Right.
Nothing else, just the stairs?
Yep.
Hey, let's do it.
Alrighty.
Come on.
Marching order.
Come on, Elador.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You do not
black.
Spoken with
yeah,
vision.
Yeah, I got to work. I'm working on it.
Damn it.
I think the elf is more chaotic than me because he, like, fired people that just begged for help.
Yeah. No, they didn't beg for help because I was first in initiative, so they begged for help after.
I
lit him on fire.
I think they were begging for help before, but sure, you know, whatever.
We'll go.
Obviously, Greedo shot first. If that's what you want to go with. All right.
He just watched him recently. He did.
He did.
Hey, fellas. What's up?
Well, if you're watching the edited one, this staircase leads to a roughly circular cave that is empty and unlit. Opposite the stairs, through a 12-foot wide archway, you see a similar cavern lit by purple light emanating from four large crystals jutting from the floor. All crystals flicker in concert with the chanting that echoes through the caves. The chants coming from a sallow, dark-robed figure who stands near the edge of the circle of arcane runes inscribed on the floor. The figure recites an eldritch passage from a book, then carefully sets the book atop the wooden crate near the back wall. The figure turns toward the circle, wherein kneels a headless body in plate armor. A slug-like creature has attached itself to the body's neck, almost like a makeshift head. The slug's form is covered with mouths and eyes that open and close in and out of existence.
That's fucked up.
That is nice. Fucked up. I think it's time to die.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to, really quickly, chug a potion of invisibility.
Okay. I think as soon as he sees you coming down the stairs, Marcus is going to react. So let's just,
We'll go in initiative order.
Yep. You are first in initiative order, so that you can do that if you wish.
I will do that.
Give me a stealth roll. Not move silently.
There's hide and shadows.
Give me a hide and shadows roll. You got a lot of pluses on that. Okay. All right.
I'm marking one off on my inventory.
Okay. All right. Marcos gets to go first after Todd.
What's up, buddy?
The wizards will know he is casting a spell.
Spell duel.
Are you gonna spell duel?
Yeah.
Do it. Alright.
Yeah,
we got to. I mean, might as well.
We never get to
this. This is fun. Now the thing with spell duels is I think you have to be able to figure out what spell he's casting. I haven't even decided what spell he's casting.
Okay.
It's been a while since we've done this, so
I'm not smart, so
yeah, I know. But you are a wizard, even a shitty one, so damage and death. I think it's in combat, isn't it? Turning unholy other combat rules. Here it is. Yeah, spell duels. Oh, I didn't know wizards and clerics could spell duel. There you go.
Yeah.
Hansi, you could get involved in this, although your blindness would probably hurt you in this. Iriladar, you can get in on this too. It's any spellcaster.
Mm-hmm. The problem is I'm not, I don't think I'm, I don't have enough bonuses, I think, to really be helpful in a spell duel.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, you have to know. So a wizard later in the initiative order may counterspell the spell cast by a wizard who went before him. Wizard immediately declares he's counterspelling. Oh, I guess I declare which spell he's casting, and then you have to figure out if you can counterspell it, which you might not be able to do.
Yeah, I may not have a spell for that.
It can be like, I don't know what you have, but he's going to cast the spell Control Fire, which is a fourth level spell.
Control Fire.
So if you had any kind of fire spell, or if you have a cold or an ice spell, those would work.
No, can't do that.
Well, what about, okay. so then could I try to do it with Flaming Hands?
You could. Absolutely.
Ooh. There you go. You get to spell duel.
I get to spell duel.
All right. So you're spell
duel. This is probably not going to go very well.
That's all right. Yeah. Can you burn like a wizard, or are you just because you're a shitty elf?
I think I can burn just like a wizard, but I don't know if I have stats to burn.
Well, you just do it anyways, dude. That's, that's how it works.
You gotta think like Norwood. Yeah. All right. So
it's all about being big.
It's strength and stamina, right?
Yes, it's strength
and stamina, and the other and agility. And agility. Yeah, all the physical ones.
Yeah, all the things that I need for my bow and for my longsword.
Yeah.
We'll just pick one that you're not going to use, and then
okay. So he goes first. He goes first, and he rolls a 25.
Oh shit!
On control fire,
I'm fucked.
So go ahead and roll your spell check for Flaming Hands.
Well, now you have to burn.
Ooh, a 19. Okay, so the difference is 6 to your detriment. So attacker spell check was a 25, and your spell check was a 19. It's a D6. Roll counterspell power. Roll a D6 on counterspell power. I rolled a 2. Mitigate D6. Oh no, this is attacker high. Push through D8. Roll D8 and subtract this from defender's spell check. Defender's spell takes effect at this lower result, and attacker spell takes place effect first at normal spell check results. So you roll a D8, Riladar, and subtract that from your spell check.
Okay. Oh shit.
Oh wow. 13. Yeah. Does it still be a work loss on a 13?
I think 12.
If it's first level, I think it's 12. So you're gonna get. All right, so the first thing that's going to happen is his spell goes through at a 25. It is not going to be good for you guys.
Thanks.
Wait, Carl. Does this affect spell checks? Does your thing affect spell checks? Let me read it. Protection from evil. Plus 4 bonus to saving throws. Enemy attack rolls. You will get -4 on damage done, but that's it. I don't think it affects his actual spell check. Spiritual weapon. What did I say? Control fire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, and he rolled a 25. A wall of fire up to 60 feet away, 20 feet high, 15 feet long. Creatures within 10 feet of the wall suffer damage equal to 1d6 plus caster level, -4. Creatures passing through the wall suffer damage equal to 4d6 plus caster level. The wall stands as long as the caster concentrates one level or one round per level of the caster if he chooses not to maintain the barrier. So this is perfect. He's going to 60 feet, huh? He's going to make a wall of fire 20 feet long and 20 feet high. So it's going to fill the cave and it's 15 feet long per caster level. So yeah, no problem. He's going to put a wall of fire right there.
Right
where? Right across the cave. It's hard to see, maybe.
Yeah, I see it.
I don't see anything. Yeah.
I see an outline.
It's gray.
It's gray. Let me change my...
Okay. I see it. Okay, I see it.
Yeah. Why can't I change my... Anyway.
And it's what? And it's 4D for caster level if we go through it?
Yes, 46 plus caster level, which is 10. So 46
plus 10.
Plus 10 minus 4 because of protection from evil. And it's 1d6 plus, so creatures within 10 feet of the wall. So Angus, Grimnorn, Norwood, and Todd, how are you outside the cavern?
I have no idea. It seemed like everything got shifted somehow.
Oh, you know what? I probably shifted it. Let me, you know what? I probably shifted everybody over. I think you guys are like this.
Yeah, I think we were back four more, too.
No, I don't think you were. the four of you in the front will all take, at least that 1d6, 11 minus 4, 7 points of damage for fire.
Seven points of damage?
Yep.
So where did I go?
I don't know where you went. Maybe I need to bring you back. Maybe someone's on top of you. Elijah was on top.
Keep in mind, I've got the. If that dude is evil,
it's your boy.
You're not within 40 feet of him right now.
No, my party, the people who are within 40 feet of me.
I subtracted 4 from the damage. I told you. I went back and read the fucking spell, dude.
Oh my god! So they get smashed.
There's no effect on the spell check. It just subtracts 4 from. The damage.
Let's see if
I can
do that. There we go. Oh, stairs still work.
Rolls suffer 4 penalty.
And if we go through the wall, it's even worse.
46 plus caster level, minus 4 for protection, as long as hands are still there.
It says enemy attack rolls is minus 4, and it's.
It's not an attack, it's a spell.
Technicalities, man.
Rules as written.
guys, let's get along.
I got excited. I rolled a 20 on it.
It was awesome. You prevented 11 points. You changed 11 points of damage to 7 points of damage, which Norwood is probably very, very grateful.
Yeah, thank you.
He is pretty happy about that, yeah.
And if you can get, let's see how far away from him you are. Let's see.
What's that green thing?
That's fire. The
wall of fire.
You're 50 feet away from him. If you go up right next to the wall of fire, you'll start causing him damage.
Okay.
Carl.
And as you keep burning.
Carl. Carl. Right.
I don't know how I shifted everybody over, including these guys. All right. All right, let's see. So that was him.
And he could cast that away from him, so it's not coming from him. That sucks.
Up to 60 feet away.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, Brain of Rilladar, he's the one that lost the spell tool. Did you find out what 13 does on for Flaming Hands?
Oh, I thought we knew. No, hold on.
Is it my job to know your character? I don't think it is. Okay, I mean, we could just skip it. It probably does like 1d6 worth of damage.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. Let me. I'm almost there.
Flaming hands, 13, 1d3 points of damage. What is the range? 15 feet. Yeah, you can't even reach.
Yeah, it didn't go anywhere.
All right,
and. Well, and thematically, it really is just the wall of fire just sort of absorbs it. So
yeah. No, I take an XP for getting into a spell duel. I love it. All right. Okay. So that's actually your turn. So remember when we get to you that you you spent your action.
Blew my mind. At least I didn't lose it.
What are you going to do, Grimnorn? Oh, and he's a high-level character, so he's got two actions. So with his second action, he turns back to the arcane circle and the creature with the you know, the beheaded figure and the tentacles growing out of it and begins chanting. And you feel the you feel bad things are happening with perhaps some sort of countdown clock until he finishes the ritual.
Yeah, we need to get the dead.
Grimnorn, what are you going to do?
You said 46 plus level?
Yeah, plus 10. Minus 4 because of protection from evil. Do it!
I run through the flames.
Nice. All right, you want to roll it or do you want me to roll it?
This could be your moment to get revenge for Gatsby, so
it could be. I'll just do 46 plus 6. Take the I saw some sixes. 22 points of damage.
hot.
take an XP.
How many points of damage?
22.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
All right, I throw up. I throw a thing, javelin. thing at him. Javelin, yeah.
Yep.
A flaming javelin. Cuz all of your shit's on fire now.
Cuz my javelin is flaming.
Is he carrying anything?
He's got a book in his hands.
All right, I'm going to shoot for the book.
Okay. Nope.
All right. I'm going to pierce him with the javelin. Nope.
Nope.
Hot.
Yeah, I'm dead. Okay. okay, I guess that's it.
Okay.
All right, I guess I'm done.
All right. You could do your second attack. If you want to throw another javelin, you could.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, here we go.
Ooh.
That's a little better.
Wow.
That is better. That will hit. And yeah, he staggers under the blow. He's just a wizard, so yeah, he's hurting. Nice job.
Right.
Is the spell disrupted?
No, because it if you read it, even if he chooses not to concentrate it, it's going to remain for 10 rounds.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. All right. Nice job, though.
Follow me.
Who's got a bag of flour?
Norwood, you're up.
I'm going to drink a health potion.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to do. Okay. I'm not walking through that shit.
Well, I mean,
I will die.
You've got magic also, and he's already shot his wad magic-wise, so.
Can but I see you, him? Through the fire?
I don't know. Maybe. All right. Okay. Angus, what are you going to do?
Well, first, I've got to drink a potion of cure serious wounds.
Okay.
Which I have 5 of, so I'm going to take off.
You can do that and move, but that'll be your main action instead of attacking.
Yeah, so I'm going to drink the potion first. Mm-hmm. So,
that makes sense.
And how many hit points does a cure light
serious 3d6 plus 3.
Okay, so that's going to get me, and you rolled what, 9?
12.
No, that was me.
So, all right. So
Norwood. That's Norwood. Why don't you do this? Here, I can do it for you.
Do it for me, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
Doc. Oh, look at you. You get 16 back.
Even better.
Well, okay. I'm up to full. Okay. So I'm up to 39. All right. And now I'm going to charge through.
Okay. And we'll roll the damage. Youch. Take 22 also.
Okay, that's okay. That's better. 22 off of 39 is...
Yes. 17.
That's better. That's better than I had if I'd done that. So I and I go 15 through there.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And you're done. All right. Nicely done. Take an XP for your bravery. Irilidar, will you follow them?
Oh, I already used mine.
All right.
But what I do is I look over my shoulder and I make a mental note of any obstacles in the path of the door out.
Nice. All right, Hansa, you're up.
All right, I will. crap. I don't think I can actually do what I want to do. So I will move up to the flaming wall and hand Todd a scroll of resist cold or heat.
Oh, nice. Okay, and you're now actually within 40 feet of him. So he takes a little damage. 1d4. What's your level again? 7?
6. I'm 6.
6. He's going to take 9 points of damage. He is looking very unhealthy.
Oh, wow.
Oh! Damn you, cleric! All right.
You're lucky the wall is back here.
Okay, Todd, you've just been handed a... You handed him a what? A potion or a scroll?
It's a scroll of resist cold or heat.
Okay.
Alrighty.
In order... Like, I actually read up the rules on thieves using scrolls. Yep. You do your spell check with a D10.
It depends on my level, so I'm at a D16.
Oh, okay. Are you going to try and use it?
I am, and I'm going to spend a little bit of luck.
Can you on that? Yeah, let's just say you can. You can wait. Yeah, why not? It's a spell check. It's not a skill check.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll say you can. Let's just say you can. You can wait until after to decide how much you want to spend. So you might as well do that, right?
Sure. Let's
roll your D16.
Roll away.
Wow. I don't know. That's a fumble.
That's a natural
dude.
Fumble. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the spell. Yeah. Let me. The scroll actually ignites in your hands. And causes you 1 point of damage.
Nice thought. Well,
thank you.
It's a good thought.
Yeah.
One XP for both of you. Nice try. All right. That. Why did Angus take 1 hit point of damage?
I don't know. I must have had him selected.
Yeah.
I'm sure Angus would rather you didn't damage him.
Yeah, I gave it back to myself. So thank you.
Sorry.
Okay. Glad I noticed that. All right. So many spells, so little time.
That was an awesome idea, though. Thank you, Hansy.
Yeah.
Well, it was good.
Yeah.
Because I'm the only non-wizard that could actually even try.
Yeah.
Let's do control fire again. Why the fuck not? All right. He gets a 22. And I think I can pick stuff that's lower. Oh, yeah. I like this one, though. The spellcaster produces spear-like manifestations of magical fire that he may hurl up to 25 feet plus 5 feet per caster level. The spears strike without fail, although magic shield and other similar effects deflect the field as if they were magic missiles. Inflicting damage to 1d8 points plus 2 points per caster level. He can cast one spear per level, and he has the number of spears equal to his caster level. So he's got one additional magic die. He's going to pause the ritual for a second. So no progress on the ritual. And he's going to throw a magic, with his second action die, he's going to throw a magic spear at Grimnorn. And it does. This could be.
Not
1d8. plus 20.
Ba-ba-ba?
28 points of damage.
it's
magical and it just hits.
I don't think I have that.
Nope.
20.
Bye-bye.
So go to zero, right? There's no negatives, yep. Right?
Right. Nope. Gasp comrade. Your last.
Comrade! I fall to the ground.
I am dying. I am dead.
How long do we got to raise him?
Seven long rounds.
Time. Yeah, one turn like per level.
Yeah. All right. Grimnorn is dead. That guy. Norwood, you're up next. You're just mostly dead.
I feel happy.
Let's see.
I could have given Aurelidar the chance to spell duel him again, but we saw how that. Would you have spell dueled Marcos?
No, because I there's no way I was going to be able to beat him.
Okay. I mean, you could have beaten a 22.
I say.
Yeah, if I rolled a 20. A little.
Are you just a plus 2? What's your level? I thought you were like.
I would, but it would have been a big risk, and I feel like it's probably better if
let's just go on the round. I mean, Grimnord's dead, but it would have been a big risk. So as long as you're okay with that.
You know, this was really Elijah's chance to shine, by the way. I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, what do you want Elijah to do? Oh, yes, and some shit. What's he going to do?
He's going to throw the mage through and take all the wounds himself.
Oh, like try and...
No, I'm joking. Like,
no, yeah. I don't see how that would even work. Yeah. All right, Norwood, what are you going to do?
I'm going to cast Sleep.
Okay.
And I'm burning 6.
Oh, nice. That's how you cast spells.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's let me real quick.
Yeah, who's he cast the spell at?
The guy, the wizard.
Can you see the...
Yeah,
I mean
the flames are semi-transparent. You can see through them. I'm just gonna make it's more interesting this way.
So I did change. It's gonna add the bonus in automatically.
Okay, right. You just change your spell bonus.
Yeah, and I'll put it back.
Ooh, that's gonna be big.
Wow,
30. Great crowds of people asleep. All unfriendly creatures within a 200 radius must make a saving throw or fall asleep. So it's again a save against 30. Mm-hmm. I think you can choose. You might want to choose a lower because you can pick a. You could like put him into an eternal sleep if you choose a lower level. I'm going to rule. You can always choose a lower level if you so wish. So desire. Okay. Let's look at the spell here. It should say page 155.
But this could also put that other. Slug thing to sleep too, though, right?
You don't think that sleep's really going to work on that, as it's some sort of supernatural entity. If you do 20 to 23, you can put one creature into a supernatural sleep for 1d4 hours, or 24 to 27, 30. Twenty-eight to 29, single target into supernatural, ongoing, endless sleep with no saving throw.
Yep, there we go. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about the no saving throw, but yeah, I'll yes and that. So
it says no saving throw.
It does say it. Yeah. Because let me just see. Like he would probably actually. No, I don't think he could. His spell his saving throw bonus is 7. So. He would have failed anyway. Yeah, so what's it look like, Norwood, as you put him to sleep?
Let's see. So this, he is, because I'm really upset, he's like his eyes just like hover in flame, and he has to, he's constantly trying to put his eyes out, and as he's rubbing his eyes, he just slowly falls to sleep.
Okay. Take an XP. Very nice. You get to specify what one condition that will wake him up.
Let's see. So he's got to have...
He's got to what?
He's got to have... he must be given... he's got to swallow... He's got to swallow a flaming ruby.
Nice. Okay.
He doesn't follow flaming ruby. He's going to stay asleep.
Okay. Yeah, I would say the flames sputter and die as he collapses to the ground. The creature in the armor kind of screams in agony, and the little fragment jumps off the armor. The headless corpse clatters to the ground, and there's a small, like, tentacled, creepy-looking thing kind of crawling around. Oops.
Kill it. Should we kill it first, or should we save Grimnorn?
No, I don't know. Kill that fucker first.
Yeah, give me a swing, Angus.
All right, I'll give you a swing. Let's see, equipment. I guess I don't need to roll the D die. Should I roll the D die? Let's roll the D die.
Nice. Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
That's about right.
Oh. I think that might still hit, actually. Yeah, that will still hit and kill this thing. So tell me what it looks like as you squash this little tentacle.
I'm trying to hit it dead on with my battle axe, but it tilts as I'm doing it. And instead of hitting it with the end of this sharp edge, it squashes it with the side of the thing and just smears.
And you hear a great scream of existential agony reverberate throughout the cave, and you know you kind of recognize it from your time in the tower in Silmar. You know it's you know you suspect that this Marcos had somehow been influenced and was trying to bring, you know, an avatar of Bugliaboos into the world, and you have stopped it. So congratulations.
Hooray. So the very next thing we do is we pour a potion.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have one in our inventory. We have one potion of whatever left, so let's pour it down.
Yeah, let's
cure serious wounds.
Cure. Let me see which one it is. It is...
I've got five, by the way.
I've got
a leg. It's cure serious wounds, yep.
Okay. Grimnorn, give me a 3d6 plus
3. 3d6
plus 3. As you feel the cool green liquid, you choke a little and sputter back to life. You lose one stamina.
Whoa,
look at you. Yeah. It's a good one. You lose one stamina permanently.
What? It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to my world.
Angus.
Yeah.
Well, you got some of it back though by carousing. That's why we have Elijah.
It is.
Don't you remember the carousing? Yeah, you could carouse, Grimnorn. I definitely want to make you carouse.
All right. So, is there anything on the sleeping fuck nut? So
there is he's got some shit. He's carrying 50 gold pieces, a plus 3 dagger. I'll just tell you it's a plus 3 dagger. It's got like a big plus 3 written on the side. I don't know. weirdly a pair of crutches.
Okay.
Because I did the automatic character generator and his level 0 occupation was guild beggar, so that's why he's going to start.
Love it.
Another ring.
Iriladar wants to take the crutches because on my off days, volunteers at the hospice center in the middle of town and helps people.
All right. Yeah. Minus one XP. yeah, you can have the crutches. There is a like an iron. He's got a couple of rings. He's got an iron ring that looks very well made. and a silver ring with a pearl in the center.
Well, I can't be messing around with an iron ring, but I'd like to look at that silver ring.
Sure. It's a silver ring with a pearl in the center.
I don't feel anything magical coming out of it.
Well, you'd have to cast a spell, right? Does somebody have? Does your sword give you detect magic?
I do not believe so.
Your sword gives you like comprehend languages. I think.
Yeah,
right.
Comprehend languages.
It looks very well made.
Okay.
All right. Well, we could go get those things identified in town.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And that's about it.
Is there anything on the giant headless body?
No, it's in fact it looks like it's one of the corpses similar to the corpses upstairs. He had dressed it in some of the fancy plate mail that you recognize with the insignia of the Delphi household, and
wasn't even going to give the Avatar some cool ass magic ship.
Yeah, no, it's just it's a very nice set of plate mail, but nothing. It doesn't appear to be anything beyond that.
Not worth lugging around.
No.
All right. Are there these candles still kind of?
There's the arcane markings in the candles, and then there's the purple crystals, which feel rather evil. They don't feel the same as your purple dagger, Todd, in case you're wondering. But they feel like they're imbued with the presence of something horrible and toad-like.
All right. I'm going to take one of the crutches.
Oh, you better ask Gorilladar.
I'm going to take one of the crutches and knock over the candles.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right.
Yep.
I'm okay with that.
It doesn't seem to change much.
That's fine. I give it back. I just didn't want to touch them.
I understand.
All right. So let's go up to where the sleeping children are. Can we?
Okay. I think we can fast forward. You can head back to Silmar at this point.
Well, we're going to bring these other guys because we want to turn them in. Because this was all for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
getting him out of prison, right?
We don't actually. You don't have to walk through the house. You can tell me you're going to.
No, but I definitely want to bring him back as an exchange. Be like, hey, here's whatever, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. These are the useful idiots that we found as well. So.
And they could give you detailed information, and we could give the notes or whatever as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you, you collect up the other clerics. You're going to do anything else before you leave?
And do we find anything else?
Should we knock these crystals over?
So yeah, I mean, I'm going to spend time sanctify this room.
Sanctify.
And the
temple upstairs. Yeah, that's fine. So that'll take a few hours. I think probably as you sanctify these things, Hansi, you feel the blessing of Shul come back upon you. And you feel like you no longer have to wear the bandana around your eyes, I think you've been absolved.
For the moment. Until next time.
Yeah. Until next time. All right. Excuse me. Anything else? Like burp.
So there's nothing else that we searched the areas that we've been through?
I mean, there's those couple rooms we didn't go to at the top floor, but that's it.
Yeah. there were things you could have gotten that would have made it a little easier for you to get through to this part, but, you know, it's fine. There's really not a lot of treasure up there, and
yeah, I say what's...
So you head back to Silmar?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should be back in good grace.
Are we forgetting something?
I don't think so. I mean, I might. If you are, I probably am too. So
okay.
All right.
Away we go then.
Yep. Let's see. Maybe I want. Wait. These are in alphabetical order. Huh. That's weird. There we go. but that's not. I thought there was a different one.
Stuff with more logos on there.
Yeah. Oh, it's that one. It's the high res.
The high res. Yeah.
That's right. Ooh. All right. Do you guys want to do? It probably won't take too long, or we can leave it for next time. You know, going back and clearing Norwood's name. Yeah, or do you want to do it? You want to fade to black, or you want to do it now? Okay. All right. Yeah. You.
Anyone else East Coast? Other than
go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it won't. I'm not planning on making. Well, it depends on what you guys do, I suppose. So it could be. We can always fade to black later. Yeah. How are you gonna? Like, you remember there was the tunnel? Are you gonna come back through the tunnel and pop up in the necropolis, or are you gonna come? Like, there's probably enough trails through the woods that you could. You know, come back in through the regular gate if you wanted.
I'd rather come through the regular cave. So
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So, and I think you left for the mansion. You know, middle of the night, and so let's say it's kind of morning time. You want to come in through the Gate of Sorrows? That's the closest one. Sure. Yep. You come in the guards. Triumphantly, the guards recognize you. What?
Triumphantly,
I'm holding my symbol high above.
Yeah. Heads held high.
Yeah, the guards are like, yeah, whatever. You're free to come in.
the demons, gates are open. The evil doers have bowed to Shul. We have vanquished them and rescued.
Give me a personality roll, Gansey.
Great.
He's actually got a bonus for personality, yeah. But I know he rolls like shit. Oh, look at that!
Tonight I'm on fire.
So first, you know, a couple people like come up to Hansy and like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? And then, you know, you've managed to rouse the couple people. What do you do with the bodies of the people that were captured? Do you bring them with you?
Yeah, we'll bring them.
Yeah, because they need a proper burial. So
yeah, so maybe you find a cart. You know, you borrow a cart from someone and you're rolling in. But the two people that you rescued are awake and kind of there. And at some point, you know, someone comes screaming, Martha, Martha, and you know, grabs the one girl that you rescued and. And the crowd's kind of, oh, you know, and Hansy's holding up his light of Shul, and you know, you've given it a little eldritch shine, yeah. and you know, they're starting to look at you like, and then they start up a chant. What do they chant? What do they chant, Grimnorn?
You've been saved. You've been saved.
Nice. Okay. And you know, everyone's cheering and they're throwing, like, you know, they don't have like flowers or anything, but they're just picking up pieces of grass and throwing them at you.
No beads.
Yeah, sure. Maybe some beads. Yeah. But no shirts are coming up. It's not, you know, it's,
they're not chanting, show your tits.
Gone wild.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But, by the time you make it over to the, to the Black House, where, you know, I think that's where the jail is in the courthouse. There's quite a crowd, and you come up, and you know, they're all cheering and like, the heroes of Silomar, they've saved us, except
they're
for
showing
the
us with palms.
Yes.
Except for all the corpses.
We saved who we could.
That's right. They did the best they could. They only killed a few anyway.
We saved souls and a few children.
All right. So you roll up and the guards outside the courthouse are like, What's all this then? Break it up. And they kind of disperse the crowd and like but they recognize you and like, it's you. Well, come on in then. Let's hear what you have to say. the guards walk you in, and the magister that heard your case happens to be there. It's the morning. And so they sit you down in the waiting room, and there's people like you've given the captives that were that you rescued up to their families, and the crowd didn't totally disperse with the guards, but you know, the guards are treating you kind of with that like we're just not nice people, but you know, grudging respect perhaps. And they after about 15 minutes they take you in to see the magister, and they say, well, he's sitting at his desk, and he says, well, what do you have to say for yourself? What happened?
We found
who can speak for you?
By Jules Light, he guided us through.
Oh, don't give me that crap. Just tell me what happened.
Well, we got to the dungeon and we found these dungeon. Children. Well, I called it.
We found within the Delphi household that Marcus Delphi had been corrupted by
Delphi
outside Delphi. Sources, outside powers.
He has been acting weird. Oh, we'll have to notify his family. They're very important. You didn't take anything from the mansion, did you?
No, but it looks like there were other individuals that were there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Give me a personality roll, Todd.
Hang on. Hold, please.
Hold, please. Stand
I may
by.
Spend luck on this.
Yeah, sure. You might want to.
Yeah, I will spend some luck.
I can tell you. You can see what he rolls. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to spend. I'll spend 3 luck because we'll be in town for a while.
All I'm right.
Just going to do this 3 times here. Oh, I can stop at any point now.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, yeah, makes sense, I guess. Well, that's good. Yeah, we'll inform, where are you guys staying?
At the
Lady Shantessa's house.
In the Hall of Worms.
It's the
Into the Slumbering Drake. Yeah. Very cool. Stay, be in, we'll have to notify the Delphi family. What happened to Marcos Delphi anyway?
He unfortunately was summoning a
demon was succumbed by the flames.
Yeah.
Dude, so what did, above the table, not talking to the magistrate, what did you do with Marcos's body? Did you kill him?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely would have killed him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot that he was just sleeping, but
then we put the weird gross thing next to him. So like that, I don't know, this demon thing came out and ate him. I don't know what ate his head.
I mean, he was gonna sleep forever. It might have been cool if he just left in there like sleeping.
Oh, that's true.
Whatever.
No, he's gonna die.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I kind of wanted to see a ruby on fire because that would be cool. But all right,
yeah. We also captured these people that were part of the. You know, they say they were there studying, but they were well aware of the children being taken. And
right then, and he waves. What'd you say, Angus?
Oh, yeah, what about the children? So,
what about the children?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The guards reported to me that there were 2 that you saved, and I believe you have the corpses of the other missing children. Yeah. So,
and their deaths should be held at the hands of these individuals as well as Marcus Delphi.
And are they in the room? Or are they still? You probably left them out, you know, tied up in the cart or something, right?
Yeah.
Or
and they're still gagged.
Yeah. They're like. Wah, 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 wah. It's like we'll question them, but yes, the town of Silomar thanks you for your service. And he turns to Norwood and he says, "In light of your service, my dear wizard, we will commute your sentence, but you are on probation, double secret probation.
Double secret. You know it's coming.
Do not." You should be very, very, like, when you cast a spell against the City Watch, there are repercussions. So I would advise you to not try that again. Do you understand?
I was just trying to get in there. I knew this was happening. But, you know, it's that guy.
Are you retarded? What are you talking about? You didn't know anything about this. You were trying to get away from my guard.
I have a feeling, but I won't do it again.
He's pointing a finger at you. Like, don't dig your hole deeper, young man. All right. Very well. Yes, so you've done admirably. Don't leave town until we've talked to the Delphi family and gotten this all cleared up. So, I may reach out to you at the end of the Slumbering Drake when we know more. And with that, we fade to black.
Ooh.
All right. -5 XP. No.
Hey.
How about 8 XP?
Yeah.
It's a good session.
Very good.
Yeah, and we'll be getting back to White Rock pretty soon, which means I've got to work. There's a level that, part of the reason I did this is, like, I've got to deconvolute this fucking map somehow. It's a mess, but anyway. Anyway, I don't want to spoilerize it for you, but...
Make them work.
Yeah. All right, boys. Well, that was a lot of fun. And
so yeah.
Yeah, if you guys want to move up the getting back to White Rock, because I'm assuming there's stuff you want to do in Silomar with stuff you found, we can do that on Discord, or we can do it in a session. I don't care. I know Ty's the one that wants to move up the, you know, really wants to get back to White Rock. So
yeah, I mean, I'm going to want to make sure everyone gets their health. Yeah, I need my luck back, and I know Norwood needs his.
I get a long rest here.
We can do some Silomar stuff. See how long it takes. I will try to have White Rock stuff ready ish. So we'll see.
You got 2 weeks.
But if I'm stalling in 2 weeks. Yeah, right. Whatever. I won't even start it until.
And so we could have another side adventure if need be.
No. No, I will have, like, but I could, there could just be shit going on in Silomar, but we'll see. I will, you have to get back to, get back to White Rock then. Big thing is, I don't know where you're going to go. So, like, how much do I have to prepare? I don't know. All right. Okay.
That door is closed now. It won't open.
That's right. All right, boys. A lot of fun.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you, night. Thank you.